Let's stay in Gwinnett County for a few minutes more. Brenda Lopez is expected to become the first Latina elected to the Georgia General Assembly. It's because she's unopposed in the race for House District 99, and that includes the Norcross area of Gwinnett County. It's the only Georgia legislative district with a Latino majority. Brenda Lopez came to the U.S. from Mexico when she was 5 years old, and her family has lived in Metro Atlanta ever since. Brenda Lopez joins me. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here.
So we heard your voice a little bit earlier saying that there's a presumption that when demographics change, it changes politics. You don't think that's true. Why?
Well, that I believe that's actually far from the truth. If we only look at examples of where demographic shifts are occurring, not just in our state, but nationwide, because what you need is to engage that demographic shift, particularly if we're referring to Gwinnett County, where the biggest growth has been within the Latino and Asian American communities that haven't had a history. They're mostly first generation, second generation growing up American here in our state and in our country. So it requires a lot more effort and a lot more work to engage and include these growing populations into every aspect of society, but particularly civic engagement and political in the political process.
So you're running unopposed, so I'm not going to waste any time talking about the campaign. But let's talk about some challenges that you might face when you get into the legislature. This is a comment from the Democrat Pedro Marin, who goes by Pete. He's up for re-election in House District 96. That includes the Duluth area. He was first elected in 2002. He was the first Latino in the state legislature. But here he is speaking to Latino USA from NPR, talking about the fact that there was an ethics complaint filed against him days after he was sworn in.
The complaint was that I was a Mexican federal government agent infiltrated into Georgia General Assembly. And we explained everything. And of course, it was thrown out because it was a bogus complaint. Number one, I'm Puerto Rican. And number two, I've never been in Mexico.
So I'm not saying that kind of thing might happen to you, but it could be a challenging environment. How do you prepare for that?
Well, I think that just growing up is the process of preparing for it. It's nothing new. That's not a new experience. Even within within the time that we've been campaigning, including up to today, we've had a lot of negative comments. Whether it's on social media, I've had people email me in a tone that, let's say, is less than respectful and friendly. And so
have you been threatened?
No outright threats. Things along the lines of one of the ones was comment whether I was here illegally, which of course doesn't make any sense, right? And of course, for some reason, I've had lots of posts said something along the lines, it's the beginning of the end. Again, I'm not sure really what that means. But, just along those lines, we actually haven't had any direct or direct threats. But, I have had people call and basically yell the whole conversation about why I had no business running, or that Mexicans were destroying their country, or that I am assuming they meant the literature that we were canvassing and passing out, that they didn't want to see my trash all over their subdivisions. So, just these things are just common. Unfortunately, commonplace and common experience.
Well, then let's talk about specifically what you might be discussing when you get to the legislature. The legislature in Georgia here passed several measures during the last session that many organizations felt were discriminatory, especially to immigrants. Here's Republican State Senator Josh McCoon. He sponsored a resolution that wanted to establish English as the state's only official language. There was also a bill that required immigrants who are part of the deferred deportation program to carry driver safety cards that displayed their immigration status. He explained all this to Latino USA.
If you're going to come to Georgia, you need to have legally entered the country. And to me, that's not just a Republican principle. That's sort of a bedrock American principle that we expect people to follow the law. We expect people to respect the law.
Do you feel that there is a pressure on you to suddenly be the representative? Since you're the only Latina, does that make you the spokesperson for Latinas in Georgia?
I would say, unfortunately, that tends to be the case. It's not necessarily a position anyone ever wants to have because there's lots of different voices and opinions within even the Latino American community. But yes, it's something that naturally happens.
You were talking earlier about demographics, maybe not changing politics. And I wonder if you feel that the Democratic Party, which usually attracts a large number of not just Latino and Hispanic, but immigrant votes, if you feel the Democratic Party has actually served those communities well.
I think for our purposes here in the state of Georgia, I think even within the Democratic Party, I think we're lacking in a full forth effort to integrate communities. Again, not mainly because everything is new, and it's new for everybody, and it's also new for the political parties, actually for both of them, as much as it's new for the new immigrant communities. So I think more work needs to be done, most definitely, both from the party. But it's sort of there's not one thing that's going to make this inclusion, right? One of the reasons that I think we've seen this surge, particularly here in the state of Georgia, in the context of both the Asian American community and the Latino American community, is a combination of what's going on with the presidential election and what the two candidates have to offer. But at the same time, we've had about 10 to 15 years of a lot of grassroots community advocacy organizations in both Latino and Asian communities that have heavily been pushing civic and voter education, that have been pushing voter registration, that have been pushing get out the vote efforts. So I think that at this point, part of the reason that we see the growth isn't only because of the presidential candidates and choices that we have amongst them, but rather it's a sort of all encompassing. And we're also getting to a critical point mass where our numbers are beginning to matter in terms of electoral politics.
That's kind of understating the I mean, they're going to matter, especially in the next 10 years or so, possibly one of the most powerful voting blocks. So then in the minute that we have left, assuming everything, nothing, no spanner is thrown into the works, what's your priority when you first step into the legislature?
Well, our campaign vision was basically bridging our neighborhoods to our government. And actually, more than anything else, I want to continue doing that work of precisely engaging and integrating not just District 99, but Gwinnett County, actually, generally, into the political process. Getting people basically even to show up at our Capitol, because it's our Capitol, and we need to feel free and have that space to show up whenever we want to talk to any of our legislators. So honestly, a lot of my work efforts are going to be in the work that I've done before, which is that community development.
You're trying to get people to care about government. That's a tough sell. My guest is Brenda Lopez. She is expected to be the first Latina elected to the Georgia General Assembly Tuesday. She is the only candidate in House District 99 in Gwinnett County. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.